Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. She was 94. When she was First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from people who were devious. James Baker was President Reagan's chief of staff and also Secretary of Treasury.
She was tough, but she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. In U.S. politics, the two Democratic candidates for the U.S. presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, said in a Sunday debate they would look forward to running against Republican Donald Trump if he gets the nomination in the general election. Clinton has at least 1,123 delegates to Sanders' 484 so far. It takes 2,383 delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Among the Republicans, businessman Donald Trump continues to lead the field, winning 12 states ahead of Ted Cruz with 6, Marco Rubio with 1, John Kasich has none so far. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried on Sunday in a cemetery east of the capital Khartoum following a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Bashar to power. European leaders meet with their Turkish counterparts today to discuss efforts to slow the flow of migrants traveling to Europe as thousands remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border. Influx of nearly 1 million people arriving by sea in Greece since the beginning of 2015 has European leaders hoping to persuade Turkey to keep migrants from taking the dangerous route and also take back thousands who don't qualify for EU asylum. A leading Turkish newspaper that was staunchly opposed to the country's president has printed its first edition since being seized by authorities, with Sunday's edition of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation daily, leading with a pro-government story and featuring a photograph of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. There was little coverage of the previous day's unrest in Istanbul by Zaman supporters and anti-government demonstrators. Portland State University political scientist Peter Bechtol tells VOA he is very familiar with Zaman's work.
They pitch or aim at university-educated people. And it is also published in English, where it is called Today's Zaman. I've been assigning it to my students on courses on the Middle East, along with other regional newspapers. So it is very disappointing to see that they would be, seized for any reason. And I was not aware of them ever being radical.
Pro-government crackdown is the latest in a series of actions against the opposition media linked to Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric living in exile in the United States, accused of treason by the Ankara government. North Korea today issued a threat of an indiscriminate preemptive nuclear strike as a large joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions after Pyongyang's most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has taken a more belligerent attitude.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops backed by warships and aircraft are engaged in the exercises. American Ray Tomlinson, widely credited as the inventor of modern email, has died. He was 74. Google's Gmail team on Sunday tweeted, "Thank you, Ray Tomlinson, for inventing email." Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.